instead of rebooting movies, because they're always rebooting some type of movie and it's the same crap over and over again. So,
The movie reboot format is like, I feel like it's already tired. You know, I don't understand the idea of like rebooting a movie. Like, you know, why are you rebooting Charlie's Angels or The Grudge or Hellboy? Like, I saw The Grudge reboot. It was terrible.
Mm.
You know, like, I don't know. I don't understand the reboot thing. Like, just come up with a new concept.
Well, you can come out with Charlie's Angels, but come out with Charlie's Angels from a different point of view, from Charlie's point of view. So you only hear the angels over the speaker, but it just follows Charlie. I mean, I think that would be interesting.
Right. Instead of a reboot, just give me like a new perspective. So what would you call it? You can't call it a reboot.
It's a different point of view, a different POV than a whole movie being retold. It's just told from a different angle.
Okay, so like if I did The Social Network, it's from the perspective of the Winklevoss twins, where Mark Zuckerberg is the villain and his plan all along was to make money off fake news posts.
Exactly. So he's the evil one. Like James Bond, you know, from a villain's point of view, James Bond isn't a savior. He's a mass murderer.
Yes, he's killed a lot of people.
So if you look at it from the villain side of, he's like, this dude's crazy.
This dude's a serial killer and I'm going after him because I'm trying to save other people.
I want him to do Cujo from the dog's point of view. So it's kind of like Homeward Bound, you know, where Cujo is a good boy. You know, people just keep messing with him. That's why he's so upset, is because there's mean people around him. He's not a bad dog. He's a good dog.
or like A Nightmare on Elm Street from the perspective of Freddy Krueger, who's super conservative and very against premarital sex. So that's what drives him to kill.
And he was just sitting at home by himself when people broke in and burned him.
Exactly.
They took him out of his home and then burned him. You could do Home Alone from the Wet Bandits point of view. You know, so they go to they're going to break into a house and just because they're broke. And uh-huh. Then some kid just starts attacking them and,
and marbles and every. Yeah, right. Well, if you're going to do that, you got to do Toy Story from the perspective of Andy, who wakes up and all his toys are talking to him. So he goes to a therapist who diagnoses him with schizophrenia.
Or when Andy keeps walking into a room, the toys are gone. Or they moved. So it's a horror movie.
Or how about Back to the Future from the perspective of the DeLorean?
I don't know why I keep going back and forth. I don't understand.
Yeah, like what are they putting? What's this flux capacitor they've stuck in me? Or and then the perspective of the skateboard is the follow up.
Oh, yeah, from the perspective. Well, Die Hard from the perspective of Hans Gruber. So, you know, here's this guy just starts attacking his men and killing them with machine guns. You know, Hans is just celebrating a Christmas party. That's all he's doing.
Right, exactly. Or how about this? How about a double feature of Kramer versus Kramer and Marriage Story from the perspective of the lawyers?
But this is the best one. Pulp Fiction from Brad's perspective. So I want to understand why he thought he could really get away with treating Marcel Wallace like a bitch. You know, I want to know what happened up to that point where he got shot. And,
right.
And before he went to the Big Kahuna Burger, I want to know what happened. And also Batman through Alfred's perspective. So Alfred is just, you know, working at the house. He's cleaning up. And then this.
No. How he gets to the house. I need an origin story of Alfred. Like, start with Alfred, how he became Alfred. And then go from like this guy who's suddenly like, I'm going to wear a costume. You got to what?
Yeah, and you're going to be the only one that knows. And then you got to find me bad guys. So it's all from his perspective. See, I would go see that.
How about Goodfellas from the perspective of Karen, who just gets a sexual thrill flushing things down the toilet?
Gets beat up by the neighbor, and then she gets married, and her husband's always cheating on her. He's never home, but she still believes in him, and just call it Karen.
And then at the end, she demands to see the manager.
Exactly.
and won't wear a mask.